Libya's violence spirals into chaos, Zimbabwe squelches anti-government potential, and ministries give away a million NIV digital Bibles. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Media reports claims it's civil war-like in Libya as the country falls into chaos. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, says their people on the ground say it's worse than what you're seeing on TV.
The police have abandoned the streets in Tripoli, and that it seems as if mercenaries are being used to target people on the streets.
This could spiral into a civil war. While many are concerned now, the fear is for the future, Mueller says.
There's no institutions to carry on a secular democratic tradition. So the only people who've survived after 30 years of this are those that are ideologically tight and organized.
That boils down to evangelical Christians or fundamentalist Muslims. Mueller's asking Christians to pray
that the Christians are able to create more stability in that country, and that the extremists will not take power, but that those that have brought revolution and want good things to come for their people, and that Christians and others would have more religious freedom as a result.
Next, Zimbabwe's government arrested nearly four dozen people for allegedly plotting an Egyptian-styled coup. The group was watching videos of the protests when they were nabbed, but the atmosphere is ripe for massive protests. Christian World Outreach's Dean Yoder spoke with a staff member on Wednesday morning.
It's day by day. So right now, things have subsided, and I don't want to say peaceful. That gives the wrong impression, but it is much better than it was.
Will unrest affect their evangelistic work?
At the very peak of the violence and the rioting, yes, because it's difficult to travel around, and you have to be careful when you are out.
Tensions are high right now.
Pray for the safety, obviously, of our staff there, that they would be safe as they travel around, and also for the children, because often they are victims of the circumstance.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A Twitter campaign is underway to ask President Obama and other leaders to speak up for Syed Musa. Musa was arrested in Afghanistan last May for converting to Christianity. He's been tortured since and has written letters for help to world leaders. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, a judge recently told Musa he'd be killed in days if he didn't reconvert, so help is needed now. Join the campaign and pray the gospel would go forward in the meantime. Meanwhile, the King James Version is marking its 400th anniversary of making God's Word accessible. From handwritten copies to smartphone access, as society changed, so did availability. Today, YouVersion's Bible app adds portability. Biblica and Zondervan are offering 1 million free downloads of the New International Version Bible until noon March 1st. Once downloaded, a user will be able to access the NIV at any time. We've got the link at our website. And many African nations are in need of schools, but who's going to build them? Worldwide Christian Schools thinks you can. Steve Goering says this year Worldwide needs teams of students, adults, or families to help build. The last team to go had great reviews.
Not only did they accomplish what was needed in the country, but the reviews overwhelmingly positive, saying it was worth the trip, they were spiritually challenged, they have a new insight into not only how blessed they are here, but also how Christians and people live in other countries.
You don't need experience building, just a heart for the Lord and His work around the globe. There are some specific trip times, but Worldwide can work with you too.
These trips are the hands and the feet of Christ to people around the world. I think that these teams bring together the relationship of brothers and sisters in Christ between different cultures.
Go to our website to find out more. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner International wants to send you on a free Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to either Guatemala, Mexico, or Peru in 2011. If you win, you'll get a chance to put shoes in the feet of needy kids and share Christ at the same time. To register your name for the drawing, call 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.